Ecclesiology 2. What role does the church play in the believer's life and the counseling process? My response. Quote, the purpose of the church is to glorify God, Ephesians 3, verse 21, by building itself up in the faith, Ephesians 4, verses 13 through 16, by instruction of the word, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, verse 15, and 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17, by fellowship, Acts 2, verse 47, 1 John 1, 3, by keeping the ordinances, Luke 22, verse 19, Acts 2, verse 38 through 42, and by advancing the communication and communicating the gospel to the entire world, Matthew 28, verse 19, and Acts 1, verse 8, end quote. Christ raises up all sorts of godly servants for the good works he requires of his church, Ephesians 2, verse 10. Though pastors and elders are not above other believers in terms of spiritual status, God has called and gifted men to shepherd the local churches that oversee his sheep. Quote, he gave some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. End quote. Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 12. These men are to, quote, shepherd the flock of God, exercising oversight voluntarily according to the will of God. End quote. 1 Peter 5, verse 2. As a result, believers are commanded to, quote, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. End quote. Hebrews 13, verse 17. Believers must place themselves under the leadership of the godly men that Christ has sovereignly appointed, so that they can be shepherded intimately and personally. This is not intrusion into one's life. This is God's design for keeping their body blameless and united. As we have fingers on our body that are used to cover the other body parts' wounds and scrapes with ointments and dressings, similarly, the true shepherds are to apply the word to all believers in all situations for the benefit of their walks with Christ and his glory. It's been said that counseling is about the church, not the church about counseling. This statement has many applications, but the essence is that churches must not exercise counsel for the building up of a counseling business or reputation. Neither should the focus be solely on the individual person's improvement. Rather, counseling's sole purpose should be to build up the church and bring glory to Christ. Discipleship is somewhat different. Discipleship is a command God has given to all believers to raise one another up. This should happen whether there are problems or not. Certainly, counseling corrects problems through discipleship, but discipleship ought to build up godliness in people so that counseling is prevented. Discipleship is preventative counseling, and counseling is corrective discipleship, yet all of it is applied sanctification to make the body of Christ more like Him. God exhorts that his people pursue holiness because he is holy, Leviticus 20, verse 26, and that they all, quote, be made complete in the same mind, end quote, with no divisions among them, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. How can believers be united unless they fellowship and worship together often? How can God-ordained elders and leaders make the bride of Christ accountable if church membership, discipleship, and discipline are ignored? The church exists for the very purpose of commanding submission and uniformity to the Lord through the close relationship with our church leaders. Therefore, the role of the church is that, quote, we live together with him, end quote, to, quote, encourage one another and build up one another, end quote, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 10 through 11. While we must ultimately respect the pastors, elders, deacons, deaconesses of our local assembly, 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 13, those in the church must not assume it is only pastoral work to disciple or counsel. All believers are urged to, quote, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, end quote, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14.